This is Michelle Davidson, hypnotist, and this is your hypnosis for the best night's sleep that your body and mind can allow you to have. Listen to it carefully while you relax. Only listen to it with the intention and safe place that you're ready for sleep. And you can welcome sleep at any time. And at the end of this, I don't on purpose wake you up. I just tell you that you will wake when you have already decided when to wake up. So make up your mind here and now what time that you need to wake up. Subconscious mind is such a wonderful timekeeper. You will awaken at exactly that time. You can say it loud if you need to, or you can just visualize how it will look on the clock. Good. Now you are somewhere comfortable. Ready for sleep to come to you. You don't have to go anywhere. And we'll begin simply by really paying attention to your body. Take in a big deep breath. Do you wonder when to let go? Or did you already let go? And take in another big, deep breath. And let that go. Next big, deep breath you're going to hold just for a little. So ready? Big, deep breath in. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it, then let that go. And on the out breath, flow that relaxation. What if you could breathe out the bottom of your feet? Next time you breathe out, let's direct that energy as if you can breathe out through the bottom of your feet. So breathing in, hold, 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 and then just direct it through your body and out your feet. Surrender to gravity. So, so comfortable in that place. You know you're safe. You know that people aren't always so safe when they're needing to sleep. So, so fortunate you are to have a safe, comfortable and warm place. Any thoughts that come along, acknowledge them and give them a message of not now. Now is time for sleep. Not now. Any thought of yesterday, the past, not now. Tomorrow, not now. But if it does play on your mind and something you really, really must remember, then yeah, just pause this and take a note. And you can deal with that later. Right now it's time for sleep. So as you direct your breath, let it come in through your two nostrils. Makes a triangle where it comes to form up the top. What if it kept going in a straight line right into the middle of your mind? But it doesn't, it curls around down your throat into your lungs and let it go all the way down to your navel. Now in your mind, breathe in and out through your right nostril. in and out. You don't want to move in order to do this. It's just your mind, your whole body is relaxing and doing nothing but paying attention to my voice. Breathe in and out the left nostril. You can wonder that the left nostril might feel cooler than the right nostril when you mindfully are breathing only through the left nostril. Now breathe through alternate. Go right, in and out. And left, in and out. Now become aware of your heart beating. You don't have to move to become aware of your heart beating. And as you slow your breathing, your heartbeat can slow as you relax even further. Now become aware of your heart moving that oxygen around your body. And circulation. It goes into your lungs as the air goes into your lungs. Wonder which way it might go first. Do you notice it goes first to your mind, your brain? Can you tell which way it goes? Maybe you knew it goes straight to your feet. As your feet can start to feel warm, comfortable, relaxed, become aware of the sole of your right foot. Big toe, your right second toe, your right middle toe, your fourth toe, and your little toe. Aware, grateful that you even have toes. Toenails, your whole foot, awareness of your whole foot, your right ankle, any tension that's in any body part as you notice it can simply melt away just like a cube of ice in a glass of water. Melt away, drift away like smoke from the fire. And how can we have drifting and melting and hot and cold? Allow that relaxation. Travel up that right leg as you're aware of your right knee. Aware of your right thigh. Your whole right leg feeling heavy. Surrender to gravity. Now compare the difference in feeling from your left leg to the right leg. Transfer that immense relaxed comfort from your right leg to your left leg. As the left leg feels comfortably heavy and relaxed. Any time, if sleep wishes to come, let it in, and you'll awaken at that time that you've already decided to awaken. Now allowing your focus to come to your pelvic region, your hips, and you wonder which hip first, left or right. Into your right waist, your navel, left waist. Your whole of your spine from bottom to where it reaches up into the back of your skull. Letting go. Loose and limp, nothing to do but drift away at any time sleep wishes to come. It is welcome. Now flow that relaxation to your right shoulder. Your right elbow. Your right wrist. The palm of your right hand. Right thumb. Forefinger. Middle finger. Ring finger. Little finger. The whole of your right arm. The left shoulder. Elbow, your left wrist, the palm of your left hand, the lines on the palm of your left hand, your left thumb, your left forefinger, your left middle finger. Your left ring finger, your left pinky, your whole left hand, loose and limp, your whole left arm, loose and limp. Now you just have a head poking out the top of such a relaxed body. It's time now to relax your mind. But keep on listening to my voice. You can keep on listening even after you're asleep. You don't go to sleep. No, sleep just comes. Invite it in at any stage. Feel how heavy your head can feel. If you imagine you needed to weigh your head, just like if you had to weigh a bowling ball and you pop it on the scales, you know you can't weigh it while you're holding on. If you put a set of bathroom scales under your head and you wanted to know how heavy your head was, how relaxed would you have to be? Loose and limp, no tension whatsoever. Letting go, surrender, feel. Know yourself. Expand your awareness of all the sounds in the room in which you are. Bring your awareness to the rooms outside, the sounds outside of the room in which you are. Outside of the building. What's the furthest sound you can hear? Bring that awareness of the sounds back into the room and listen to the sound of your own body, your breath, your heart. Your throat opens, air flows easily. Healthy throughout your body, maintaining oxygen levels all night. feel, you listen, you breathe, you smell, you taste. And through your closed eyes, you see. Just see darkness. Does a dreamer see darkness? Be the dreamer at any stage. And start to become aware of what you may see. Bring your vision to inside and closer. So close, it's as if you're looking on a screen of mind projected onto the inside of your forehead. Look at the inside of your forehead from inside your mind. And on that screen of mind, we're going to place something familiar. See the outside of the building in which you are now in. See the door to the building in which you are now in. The entry room. Now take your mind to an ocean, gentle waves, non-breaking. Up and down over waves, just like the tide of the ocean, similar to the tide of your breath in. Ocean meets a beach. No need for those waves to break though, it's a gentle, just gently lapping the beach. And you lay on that beach, and this beam of light connecting from your forehead to all of creation, and you focus on the idea that you are not separate from your environment. You are not separate. Your breath shares the air around. Comes from the living trees, the green goes back. The sun on your skin. The food you eat has become you. Water from that ocean goes up into clouds and comes down as rain, and you drink. It creates you. You are not separate from your environment. You are so at ease just being a human being, having this human experience on planet Earth here now. Peaceful. Belonging, you belong, it is you, you are not separate. You are at ease alone, you are at ease in a crowd, you are at ease here in your comfortable location where you are safe. Any thoughts are dismissed with not now. It's time for sleep. What if there's a puppy on that beach? A person fishing? You you are content and comfortable. The sun is your friend, the moon and the stars are your friend. It's all beautiful. See the beauty in the world around you. Come back within yourself, within your mind, on your screen of mind. Into the room in which you are now, comfortable and safe. And know yourself. See yourself lying on the surface in which you now surrender your whole weight. If you take away that surface, how far you take away another surface, and how far towards the center of the earth you could go without the support that is there for you. Do you see your body in your mind as if you're not in your body, but if you are looking at your body from the ceiling? Awareness can then leave that room out the door. Your body stays there so calmly sleeping. And you can go outside. And you feel so light drift. Drift around the neighborhood in which your body sleeps. Go anywhere, do anything. You are powerful. You are powerful and loved. You are powerful and loving. You are powerful and you love it. As a human with a mind, you are powerful. With power over self comes freedom. Powerful and you're loved. Powerful and you're loving. You're powerful and you love it. You can drift on anywhere where action needs to be taken in your mind's eye. And while in that outer body experience, so many things can come to you, your wisdom, your knowledge, your knowing can be increased. You can go and visit any body of mind, past, present, and learn, ask, get advice. Now come on back into that room where your body is. See yourself sleeping. You nourish your body. The body doesn't only need good, healthy food and water, air, loving love. Love of self, see the beauty in your own body. You don't love a child any less for being fat or thin or yellow or blue or brown or pink. Just love the child. You see the joyous child you once were. And one day the baby you were learnt to roll over. Pulled yourself up. You may have even fallen a few times, bumped your head a few times, but that didn't stop you trying. And eventually you got game enough and brave enough to let go and you could walk. Even though those little muscles weren't made for walking very well just yet. You may have fallen and got up again and fallen and got up again. So too can life have its challenges. And the baby you once were rose to the challenge, and so too can you rise to the new challenges that present themselves day in, day out, because that's how you know you're alive, you are living, you are improving, learning, becoming a more beautiful person through all of the challenges that will present themselves. And you know you're alive, you're comfortable with that. You come back into your body, knowing that that baby has grown, it's you. And you love yourself. You love the experiences you've had, and some experiences you may have been better to do without, but you learn the lesson. Get on with it, leave the past in the past. Leave space now for healing, beautiful healing sleep. You will awaken at that predetermined time, having had a wonderful sleep. The airways open, breathing easily, plenty of oxygen getting circulated around by your beautiful heart. And you allow yourself to have beautiful dreams. And you know that you're dreaming, and you can direct your dreams and be at ease. Sleep, beautiful soul. Sleep, beautiful human. Sleep. Sleep. Complete.